Hello and Merry Christmas from the Word, your source for daily preaching from Dominicans around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled More Than December 25th, and the reading is from the beginning of the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. It's no secret that celebrating the birth of the baby in the manger has come to highlight this special time of year for so many good-hearted people. Everyone knows the meaning of December 25th, don't they? It's the focus of a season that is brilliantly accessorized with decorated pine trees and happy greeting cards and even Santa. Why not? It's all positive, this very hallmark setting, and maybe the best way that our time-controlled culture can recognize what? Something else, something felt, deeper than the day-to-day, the mystery. The poet T.S. Eliot called it the still point of the turning world and wrote that, quote, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor toward, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance. And there is only the dance, close quote. In this Trinitarian image of the dance, can I hear the echo of, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? Yes, if I'm willing to be moved beyond the things of 21st century time into the architecture of eternity. And how is that possible? By trying with grace and silence and listening to the within of my life to force open the metaphor of December 25th to reveal this truth. All of time itself is the present incarnational moment, which happened in history and extends through space-time into eternity. Because of the infinite potency of this divine and human being, whose childlike image so casually appears on colorful greeting cards, it can be said, all things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. All things, such as a universe and everything within it, such as a creation that became an incarnation, when, with astounding humility and inexpressible love, the Word did become flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We can see the glory still, even domesticated by our time-bound calendars, through the Christmas gift of our faith, as we live each incarnational moment on the way home.